Warning, the following podcast may prove to be informative and educational, but it is guaranteed to be entertaining. Welcome to Trivial Warfare, the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. Now here's your host, Jonathan Oakes.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Trivial Warfare. We are the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. My name is Jonathan, and I am here with the Wolfpack Ninjas from the American Ninja Warrior Show. I have Noah, I have Brian, I have Ian, and I have Megan, and they are the Wolfpack Ninjas. Hey guys, how are you doing today?
Hey.
Yeah.
So you guys have a podcast, your Blog Talk Radio podcast, and you started recently, right? It was when did you guys start your show?
Yeah, we started up in February. This is the Ninja Doc speaking, Noah Kaufman. And we just started, and we interview all the top ninjas, and we talk a little bit about our mission, and we give a lot of education to kids and families out there, a lot of motivation to get in shape and become ninjas.
I love that. So When we talk about ninjas, what are we really saying? Who are we focused on here?
Okay, so we're all competitors on the TV show American Ninja Warrior, and we've all done really well.
Yeah, in fact, actually the Denver Broncos and the Wolfpack have something in common. You guys, you know what it is?
Oh yeah.
We're world champions.
That's right.
Megan, you didn't know that? And we have the first team American Ninja Warrior champion. Megan Martin is one of the strongest female competitors of all time, and then the infamous Ninja Doc. But if you want to watch us, we're going to be on the next season, and we've done really well, so tune in.
We'll be on the next show.
On the next show. Oh, yeah.
And that show is coming up next week, right? It's on NBC?
That's right, it is.
Yep.
Yeah, we also give some tips on the show, right?
Yeah, we love to do nice, healthy tips on our podcast, and our target audience is usually children. I actually work with children all the time, coaching, climbing. So we're just trying to promote a healthy, fit lifestyle for kids to get into.
And overall, you know, we really want to fight the problems of childhood health and just health overall in this country. We want to get our country healthier through nutrition, exercise, and just making healthy lifestyle choices. And so that's a big focus for us as well.
So I have a 3-year-old boy named Sebastian, right? And as a big guy, I tip the scales well over 300 pounds.
Yeah.
And so I worry about my little boy. He's 3 years old and he has my genes. So I worry about him. I want to keep him active. And I'm thinking actually about putting him in martial arts at a pretty young age here, maybe trying Taekwondo or something like that. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's a great idea. I think it's just really important with kids just to, you know, let them try things out, figure out what they have a passion for, and then they won't even realize that they're, like, working out all the time and they're as healthy as they are. They're just having fun, so.
Yeah, my boy is actually 4 years old. His name is Zun, and he does Taekwondo, and he just got his high orange belt. So, yeah, go ahead and start him out, Jonathan. I mean, it's a great idea, and I'll tell you, you know, one of the most important things is try and reduce sugar in the household. Try and not have them, you know, on soda pop all the time. Try and water down the juice around the house. Those are really important things.
That's interesting. I like that. So, guys, if you're listening to this show and you want to hear more about American Ninja Warrior, you want to check out the ninjas we have on the crew here, make sure you go over to check out the Wolfpack Ninja podcast. And what's the website that people should go to if they want to look into you guys?
It's wolfpackninjas.com.
Wolfpackninjas.com. Is that right?
Yes. And we also have a free app on iPhone and Android. It's just search for Wolfpack Ninjas.
I love that. Okay. So now, guys, you know, if you're a normal listener to Trivial Warfare, you know that this is a bonus episode because this is coming out on a Thursday. We've actually already started the game. We just finished the midpoint. If you want to hear the full game, you should stop listening right now. Go over and look for Wolfpack Ninjas on iTunes and hit subscribe. Their last episode has the first half of this game. So you need to go listen to that and then come back and listen to this. All right, is everybody ready to get this game rolling again?
Yeah. Let's do this. Come on, Megan. We got this, girl.
All right, so coming out of the midpoint, Noah and Megan are on a team, and they are winning with 72 points. Brian and Ian are on a team, and they have 62 points. So it's 72 to 62 going into round four. Your first category in round four is fitness. What fitness legend opened the first U.S. health and fitness club in Oakland, California in 1936?
Oakland, California?
Yes.
1936?
1936. It was the first health and fitness club in the U.S.
Oh. No.
I have no idea. So we can go with that.
We're locked in, Jonathan.
Oh.
He's so confident.
It sounds confident, but I don't actually know.
I have no idea.
Richard Simmons wasn't born then.
That's my first thought. I was like, wait, there's no way he was alive. Or if he was, he wasn't doing
so
that.
So, Brian, remember, you don't have to write down anymore. You can say your thoughts out loud.
I don't know. I know I'm going to embarrass myself if I even say a name. Who's that guy that opened up the gym? I think he opened up Gold's, though. I think the guy I'm thinking of is came after this guy. I'm thinking of the famous bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Wait, do you guys not have any answers?
No.
Well, they're thinking about it.
Sorry, I'm being pushy.
So, Brian, I've noticed with competitors over time, the microphone drops your IQ by at least 20 points.
Oh, man.
That puts you under 100, dude.
Well, what's that guy's name? Well, starts with a W. He opened up, opened up.
Willie Nelson.
Opened up Gold's Gym. I can't think of his name. I don't know. I have no clue.
You guys giving in?
I'm giving in.
Okay. No answer from that team. Noah, Megan, who do you think it is?
Noah has an answer.
Well, I don't think you were thinking of like Weeder or something.
Weeder,
right?
But that's got to be wrong.
Yeah, no.
He just died.
So our answer was Charles Atlas.
Charles Atlas. Famous bodybuilder?
Yes.
This guy, when I was growing up, was still famous, I believe. He was doing athletic stunts as a very old man. His name is Jack LaLanne.
Jack was the juice guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's
that's
the juice
right.
guy.
I've never heard of him.
Oh, it was the other guy I was thinking of.
Jack LaLanne.
Oh, it hurts. It's like a dagger going into your heart.
I know his face, but I couldn't have never mentioned his name.
Oh, pain.
I think I remember him like slaloming on water skis when I was a kid on commercials for stuff.
Literally no idea.
Is he still alive?
No.
I'm pretty sure he's not.
Yeah.
He opened his first gym in 1936, so.
He's got the Jack LaLanne juicer. I almost bought that like 6 times on late night television.
Late night purchases are always ones you'll regret.
Oh, man.
Late
not the ninja.
Online shopping. And
that ninja blender.
Awesome? I have that too. That thing's amazing.
I know, awesome. Right?
It is incredible.
No, we'll tell you what great smoothies they make. I will tell you what great milkshakes they make.
I'll tell you about the daiquiris.
Nice.
Margaritas?
10 points to Jonathan.
It's funny that we're talking about the ninja because the second question in round four is actually category is ninjas.
Okay, I like this category.
Right, so what is the name of the organization of ninjas that Elektra originally belonged to in the Daredevil comic book and movie series?
I can't help you with this. I know that Ben Affleck played Daredevil, though, in the movie, and I heard it wasn't very good.
I gotta guess.
Noah, come on, you can do this.
I collect comic books, too.
That's terrible. You should know this. I can't believe it.
So, like, I just...
You should know this.
I have no idea.
But Daredevil, he's DC, isn't he? I'm a Marvel Universe kind of guy.
The only comics I've ever read were graphic novels, first of all, and they were for school. They were good, but...
I do science fiction. I don't do comic book characters.
Yeah, I have really gone into comics.
Oh, come on. It's in there.
Find it.
Brian, are you locked in?
There? Sure. I got a good... Well, horrible guess.
Okay. I guess I've got an answer.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
But you don't have to...
That is not... No. It's not even a real one.
Well, you want to pick one?
I've got a better one.
Okay, you choose.
You guys can actually talk about what your answers are. You don't have to write them down because Brian's locked in with the end.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was just going to say, who is the Wu-Tang Clan?
I think we should, if we're going to do that, we should go like that.
but Megan knows that's wrong. So
I said if we're gonna go there, we should at least go with like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Well, I could think of some comic book organization. Okay, I got one. Who? Let's just lock in because this is a comic book organization. Stark.
Okay. Ian, Brian, what are you thinking?
International Ninja League.
Of course, the International Ninja League. All right. The name of the organization in the Marvel comic Daredevil.
Dang.
Is the Hand. Hand
as in speak to the Hand.
Honestly, that does nothing for me.
Nobody got points there.
Yeah, no, even hearing that, I luckily did not know that.
That one didn't ring a bell.
No, you should have known that.
I should know everything.
Question three, your category is nutrition.
Okay, Noah.
All right.
A single serving of carrots provides more than 100% of the daily requirement of which vitamin? And while you guys are thinking about it, I'd like to thank one of my listeners. One of my listeners, Suhas Pai, is the one who submitted this question for us. So thank you, Suhas, for submitting that.
Thank you, Suhas. That's
the one. I think we're locked in.
We're locked in.
All right.
So it's vitamin A.
Vitamin A is your answer. Okay. What do you guys think?
Vitamin A.
Yes, it's vitamin A.
The correct answer is vitamin A. Both teams.
Woo! It's been a while since we got a correct answer.
Now, we are very similar, us Wolfpack ninjas.
You know what's funny about the carrots? So the rumor forever has been that carrots give you good eyesight, right?
Yeah.
Eat your carrots and you get good eyesight. I'm going to tell a little story here because it's funny where that came from. It turns out vitamin A does help with your eyesight a little bit. But that actually started in World War II when the English were bombing the Germans through their airplanes. They were using radar, and nobody knew they were using radar. They started a propaganda campaign so that everybody was saying the English were such good shots and were so accurate because they were eating so many carrots that it was helping their eyesight. And the propaganda was so successful that it spawned the rumor forever and ever that carrots helped your eyesight.
Nice. Oh, I just watched that on the History Channel the other day.
That's a great channel. Yeah. I love that channel.
So you have been studying.
I love the History Channel.
I don't know if that's studying. That's just fun.
I wish I had time for TV.
Yeah, me too.
History podcast too. I like history podcasts.
Oh, do you listen to any history podcasts?
Oh, yeah.
What do you listen to?
What's his name? He hasn't released one in a while.
Dan Carlin?
Dan Carlin,
History?
Yeah, he's
awesome.
Yes,
that's
awesome.
A good show.
He's the best.
I agree with you. I love that guy.
Hardcore history. And the Roman ones. I've almost done all the Roman history. That's a good one too, guys.
Nice.
History of Rome.
Love it.
That's good.
You guys are surprising me.
Oh.
How well educated
you are. He didn't think that you were going to do very well.
You're shocking me. I thought you'd have a lot more points, honestly.
Pound a human flat.
I know, right?
What?
Every time I hear that, I just keep thinking of Shakespeare.
A pound of flesh. That's right. Flesh.
Well, guys, we gotta keep together because we can't be below his average. That would be horrible.
That's true.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's bad.
Going into round four, your scores are Noah and Megan with 82, Brian and Ian with 72. So it's a 10-point gap. Your first question in the fifth round, your category is language. What Hindi word, heard sometimes in a yoga studio, literally means I bow to you?
Yeah.
Got it. Locked in.
Crap, I don't take yoga.
Ian is locked in.
So glad you're here, Ian, because I had no clue.
Oh, no.
What is yoga?
Hold on. Okay, so do you know any words?
I remember, like,
it's Yogi's brother-in-law.
Chaturanga and, like,
I watched that cartoon.
And, like,
is there one that they said, like, when they greet each other or something? Like, what do you say when you're
walking? Bam, I think we're caught up
now.
Okay, so...
Wait, what's the question again?
A Hindi word that is often said in a yoga studio and literally means I bow to you.
Basically, that's the question, yes.
Oh, namaste.
Sick. That's got to be it. Let's do it.
All right, so you're saying namaste. Ian, what did you say?
That's right, namaste.
Yes! Yes! Oh, I love you. Dude, you saved us. Oh, yeah.
They are hugging
you,
guys.
Yes, I say that all the time. time.
That was our pole vault, you know?
The correct answer is namaste.
Back to episode one.
Namaste.
Yo, dude, good job.
Oh my God, my friend.
They take their hands and bow them and bow and say namaste. All right, guys. Round five, question two. Your category is injuries. When an athlete is told to rice after an injury like a sprained ankle, what exactly are they being told to do?
I think I got it. We're locked in.
Oh, wait, right? I think...
Brian said that Brian and Ian, you're locked in?
Hold on.
Wait. Yeah.
No, it's a set of steps.
Wait. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess we're not locked in.
Oh,
we are.
Good thing Ian's there.
Oh.
Megan, you said you guys are locked in?
Yes.
Okay, Ian, Brian, you guys can actually talk about them out loud. What do you think those steps are?
Oh, I'm so glad you're here, Ian. I think you're right. All right. We got it here. They're talking about rest, ice, compress, and elevate.
Okay. Megan, what?
Same answer.
Yeah, it's the same answer, and also what we add is ibuprofen for the eye, oftentimes, coming from the ER. But
it's rest, ice, compress, elevate.
Yes.
You sure
that's
you
our
want
answer.
To change ibuprofen?
No, we don't want
to. Change it, Ivy. No.
I final answer.
No, I'm just telling you that's true from
final
a doctor perspective.
Final answer, rest, ice, compress, elevate. Goodness gracious.
The
no.
correct answer is rest, ice, compression, and elevation. Well done, guys.
Nice, Ian.
He saved us because I almost went with something else.
What were you going to say?
Were you going to say brown rice?
No, I thought it was like apply heat.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, no. You don't want to do that.
You want all those muscle tissues to expand, all those joint tissues.
Yeah, you want that blood flow and promote healing.
No, you'll just blow out inflammation and it's horrible.
All right.
Ice massage.
Next question.
We're ready.
All right. Did I hear a snort, by the way?
That was me.
Megan snorts.
It happens.
It's her signature.
It's hereditary. Everyone in my family, not everyone, but most people... From my mom's side of the family, snort when they laugh.
You know what I love about that is that you really know you've made somebody laugh when they do it.
Yeah.
No faking, you know?
That's true.
All right, question three. Your category is extreme sports. In cross-country bike racing, what do the initials BMX represent?
Oh, man.
Do you know?
I don't know.
Oh. I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
It's cross country. What do you say?
In cross country bike racing, what do the initials BMX represent?
Yes. I think
we're locked in.
We're locked in.
I have no idea.
I don't know. This is what I'm. But I don't know. He said it was an acronym.
He said it wasn't.
Are you okay with this? I don't know.
I don't think that's right because he said it wasn't that.
But that's not an acronym, but. That's not acronymical.
Oh, you're right. Ah, whatever, sure. That's I'm okay with it.
I mean, what else?
I don't know.
And it's cross-country racing on a bicycle.
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
If we lose, it's just 10 points and then we're tied.
That's true.
So, who's locked in? I can't really tell.
They are.
Okay, we are.
You guys locked in?
So, Megan, what are you guys saying?
Bicycle mountain cross?
Bicycle mountain cross.
Okay. We said
it's extreme mountain biking.
Extreme mountain biking.
Yeah.
You both mountain. That's interesting. The correct answer is bicycle motocross.
That's honestly what I would have thought.
I was going to say bicycle motocross.
You got me with the cross country thing, and I was like... Because, I know what a BMXer is, right? Like, is this, BMX, biking?
What is moto?
Motocross. Like, when they race it. Right?
Yeah, but...
If you're in cars, motocross is its own sport. I mean, it's...
Moto.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Brian wrote it right,
we're
and then
both
I wrote
wrong,
it, and
we're both
corrected
wrong.
It.
We're
oh,
both...
no, Brian had the right answer?
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
that hurts, guys.
Okay, so, hey, going into round six... The scores are 102-92.
Yeah.
Still a tight game. Noah and Megan have been in the lead. Actually, this has been the same lead since round one.
Yeah.
The same lead. Okay. Eight. Round six, question one. Your category is Sasaki. I think I'm pronouncing that right.
Sasuke.
Sasuke?
Yeah.
Okay, let me say that again then. Your category is Sasuke.
What's that?
For my listeners who don't know, Sasuke is the Japanese predecessor to American Ninja Warrior. It's the original. Here's your question. What is the name of the crab fisherman who was the first contestant to achieve total victory on the show Sasuke?
Actually watched this in high school.
Bam.
Oh, everybody feels... Look at this. The whole room is confident.
We're locked in.
Actually, I'm a little...
You're just trying to make us second guess.
I want you to answer, though.
Okay.
All right, so... Noah, I saw you write it down.
Yes.
So, Brian and Ian, you seem like you might be second-guessing. What are you thinking?
Well, I started second-guessing myself. Can you repeat the question one more time?
Sure. What is the name of the crab fisherman who was the first contestant to achieve total victory on the show Sasuke?
Oh, that's wrong.
I'd hate to watch you take a test. I'd get really nervous.
B or C? B or C?
It's often B because of the...
I almost said the wrong one because I said Naga. They've already locked it in. So Nagano was actually the second guy. The first guy was...
Because he had to sit down to complete total victory. He couldn't start standing
up. I can't pronounce his name. I couldn't even spell it. Oh, I can't even say that. That's the one guy I don't really know that well.
If you can get close to pronouncing it or if you can spell it, I'll take it.
Spell it.
Let's go.
You got to do something. That seems a little politically incorrect.
Like Hodor, Hodor.
I feel like
Hodor.
Hodor.
Hodor used to say things other. Oh wait, have you seen it?
Taikyo.
No, but I don't watch it.
You don't watch Game of Thrones?
No, I don't.
Atago? Or no, what's his? Oh shoot!
I feel like they don't know this answer.
Well, they have time. They're not going to be rushed.
Okay. There should be a time limit.
Oh my gosh! I actually just looked at this. Because I thought you might ask us this question.
Mm. So and you really need to remember it.
I know you all the other...
You remembered three of them.
I know all the other guys. There's Yuji, there's Nagano, there's Morimoto, and this is the guy I don't know, because I've met all the other guys.
Yusuke Morimoto, he won in 2015.
Yeah, he's... I've never met this guy. I feel like it's A-N. It's like the first name is A and the last word's N. I don't know. We don't know. Asiago,
the famous cheese.
Yeah.
The cheese ninja.
We don't know.
Okay.
Well, now I'm thinking we're wrong.
No, this is going to hurt. Nagano Makoto.
That's not the answer that I got.
Yes.
Now I think we're rushed.
The crab fisherman, according to my research, was named Kazuhiko Akiyama.
Oh, Akiyama.
Are you familiar with Mr. Akiyama?
I think that is right.
Nobody got it right. We're still in the lead. Woohoo!
I thought Nagano he was first, and I thought he was the fisherman dude. They all smoke. I don't know.
They
confuse me.
All right.
I think of the fisherman guy. He's smoking cigarettes, catching fish, working Nagano. For his family. He's like a humble guy.
Nagano's a fisherman, too.
Just like salt of the earth
guy.
Who
owned the gas station? Who was the manager of the gas station?
He never finished.
Yuji.
Ah.
He never finished.
Do you remember that? That was funny.
He was the manager,
and then he became the owner after doing so well on Ninja Warrior.
Do you think they talk the same way about us? They're like, Brian, oh, he's a maintenance guy. And like,
they probably don't know who we are.
Like, we don't watch this American TV stuff.
That's horrible, the whole fact.
So now, where did you guys, for Sasuke, I never saw it on TV, on any of the channels that I was getting. Where did you guys see it when you were?
G4.
When I was in high school, it was on, I remember.
G4, was that gaming? The station?
Yeah.
I can't believe we got that one wrong. We're going to take a lot of heat from the other ninjas.
Oh, I know, that's pretty sad.
Yeah, that's... But you know what?
We knew all the others.
We knew all their names.
I know all the others, and I all know all the others' professions too.
And I guarantee you, they don't know who the first American Ninja Warrior is.
And I know yeah, that no I really does. Want to do the question too.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, your next category is teaching. What ancient educator is known for his teaching technique of instructing through questioning students? What ancient educator is known for his teaching technique of instruction through questioning students?
Locked in, baby.
Oh, with a sultry
that
voice.
That didn't sound creepy at all.
You're right. That's his catfish voice.
His catfish voice.
I had something stuck in my throat. Come on, guys.
Mm-hmm.
We're locked in.
Oh, God, stop. You're making me uncomfortable.
I feel like this is going to be a total... There's a guess here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're locked in, so you can discuss it without answering if you need.
Well, I was trying to think of like some famous philosophers.
Yeah.
They're teachers, right?
Yeah.
Socrates.
That's your answer?
Yeah.
Noah had a visual reaction. Spun in his chair and face palmed. So Noah, why the reaction?
Because we didn't pull ahead like we were wanting to.
We also said Socrates.
Yeah, the Socratic method.
The Socratic method from Socrates. That is correct. Good job,
pal. How did you do that? Did you see me write that down?
No, I know a lot about a lot of things.
He saw through your body to your paper, yes.
Dang it. Well, good job.
I mean, we are ninjas, and we're really bad at a lot of things because we spend most of our time being ninjas.
That's
true. Speak
for yourself. Maybe his ninja skills to jump out of the chair, sneak around behind you, and look at your answer, and get back in his seat before anybody noticed.
Good job, Brian. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Bam.
Last question before the final. This is very important to Brian and Ian. If you guys can catch up here, you can be tied going in.
Oh, God. Oh.
Pressure's on. Category is mountains. You're all climbers of a sort, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mountains near and dear to your heart?
Near and dear.
You're also all in Colorado, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes.
A lot of mountains in Colorado. Pike's Peak is the tallest mountain in the state of Colorado. What's the name of the explorer it takes its name from? I need first and last name.
Uh-oh.
I was just over there. I should have read one of the signs. Oh, now I'm going to use my powerful brain here and assume that Peak is probably not part of his name, but Pike is.
I think that's right. That sounds familiar.
Oh, my gosh. Something Pike, right?
Pike something.
Or is it Pika, like the animal?
Well, isn't that mountain usually referred to as America's mountain?
I guess we're locked in, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've only lived here for 3 years.
George? So.
2.5.
What's the city over there?
Oh, I forgot.
Colorado Springs. There's. Colorado Springs. Is there any other? Carson? Pike? Is there a city over there named Carson?
Yeah.
John Andy?
Jim Bob.
Jim Bob!
Jim Bob Pike.
Well, what is that? There's a.
It's Carson City.
Carson. We're going to go with Carson Pike.
Carson Pike. The famous Carson Pike. Yes. All right. Megan and Noah, what did you say?
We're going to go with John Pike.
John Pike. There's a John Updike, very famous writer.
Noah.
This guy's name, he's a famous explorer, Zebulon Pike.
Zebulon.
We would have never guessed.
Pike, a very memorable name if you've ever seen it.
Zebulon, that's a great name.
Is that like a Star Trek character?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Zemuron, which is a good drug.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Okay, so going into the final, here's your scores.
Oh, man.
Noah and Megan have 112. Brian and Ian have 102. Now, remember, with the final question, you can wager any or all of your points.
Well,
I'm going to give you the category name, and then each team has to write down their wager in advance of the question.
God.
So I think we're at a slight disadvantage. I mean, we're at an advantage because...
No, we're not at an advantage.
Fuzzy logic.
They could bet 10 points. Maybe psychological.
We bet 10 points. I wish we were 10 points down, Megan.
I'm a risk taker.
You want to just go all in?
Can we just
let me give you the category first, all right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Category is fitness companies. Fitness companies. Based on that, make your wager. Noah and Megan, you can wager up to 112. Brian and Ian, you can wager up to 102.
Megan's been cheating.
I am not cheating.
How about we do this?
I don't cheat. Oh.
I think that's what we go with.
No, yeah, I say we do this.
Let's do this.
We have to. I mean, there's
I'm telling you.
I feel like there's a good chance that whatever we do, they do in terms of like answering it.
No one knows me. All right, let's do it.
Wait, hold on. So this is a very important strategic decision.
Yeah, these two are in deep thought.
Maybe we should do this.
Megan has every number written down on her page. And she's just going to slip one at the end and say, that was the one.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The math is a lot. Just a couple numbers, but no, dude.
I think it's a good idea.
Okay, well.
I like that. Let's do that.
Wait, here. Then let's do this.
Fine.
Okay, we've decided.
All right, so everybody has their wager written down. No changing them.
No changing.
Your category was fitness companies. I want you to write down these four names of fitness companies. The names are Gold's Gym, Curves, Anytime Fitness, and LA Fitness. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to put these in order from the chain with the most workout facilities to the chain with the least workout facilities. So your facilities are Gold's Gym, Curves, Anytime Fitness, and LA Fitness. I want you to put them in order from the one with the most gyms to the one with the least gyms.
I really know.
There's one here in town.
Yeah, I know that. But there's one.
I think we should probably switch those.
They should be switched.
Switch. Yeah.
Have you seen this before?
Yeah, that's pretty. I think it's pretty popular. That's like in cities all over, so people can work out in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. Actually, they're.
But you know what this one is? Have you seen that? Mm-hmm. Let's go with
this. Okay. I kind of like what you got. I'm a little scared too.
I'm really scared. Can they go first?
Typically, the team that locks in and says that they know what the answer is would go last, and the team that hasn't locked in would talk it out. So has anybody locked in and said that they're not
locked
changing?
We're locked in.
Dang it. Can you just say the answer?
So no, I can't just say the answer.
Oh,
I need drama.
All right, say it.
Nick and Noah, say it. Put them in order from most facilities to the least facilities.
I'm having palpitations.
I'm scared.
Megan, I think you should. Do we have to say what we wagered or no?
No.
We'll find that out later. I mean, we can still discuss it.
Yes, you can.
Oh, yeah.
So look. Gold's Gym's been around forever.
But they close down nowadays, don't they?
Huh?
They are closing down these days.
Yeah, they're not as popular. I just don't know between Curves. I think.
But they've been taking a major comeback. I'm even watching media.
Let's go with what you have. You know random facts, and I honestly...
I'm so scared.
Just read them. Okay, don't be afraid.
Fine, yeah, go I'm going to read it.
Okay.
LA Fitness, Gold's Gym, Curves, Anytime Fitness.
That's your order.
Yeah. It's not what we did.
Okay.
It's most to least, right?
Most to least.
All right.
Okay, Brian, you said that's not what you did. Why don't you tell me what you did?
We went with Gold's, Curves, Anytime Fitness, LA Fitness.
Okay. Nobody reveal your wagers, okay? I'm going to read the answer.
I'm so scared. This is so terrifying.
I know. I want to win so bad.
I know.
All right. Here are the correct answers. With more than 3,000 facilities, Anytime Fitness is number one.
So we're both wrong.
With 1,114 facilities. Curves is next.
Yes.
LA Fitness has 800 plus, and Gold's Gym comes in last with just over 700.
So the order
was Anytime Fitness, Curves,
got one right.
LA Fitness, and Gold's Gym. So nobody got it right. This is going to come down to the wagers. So I'm going to ask Ryan and Ian's wager first.
We went all in.
You went all in.
All in. I'm that type of guy.
I love you.
Noah and Megan, what did you wager?
110.
Oh, my God.
Yes!
2-0.
I almost did 100.
I wanted to go all in.
I wanted to go 9. I wanted to go 9.
So almost went 100. That would have gotten tied.
But here's the funny mathematical truth. We beat you by infinity percent.
Oh, my God. We won!
I love you. Come here, girl. I knew we were going to win. Okay.
Oh, man.
All right. Noah and Megan are very proud of their 2-0 victory. that might be the lowest combined score at the end of a game we've ever had.
Yeah, but I bet people don't wager as much as we did.
No, most times actually, we actually have episode like 36 or 37 is named Champions Always Bet Zero, because the questions at the end are very hard. And so the team that has the advantage at the end usually doesn't bet, because they force the team below to get it right in order
to change. That's why I wanted to
bet 9.
I was just
nervous. I know.
Because
9,
we would have won if they got it wrong.
9 is the way I would have wagered for sure.
Yeah, that was...
That's smart, but I couldn't help myself.
And then when you wanted to go all in, I was like, okay, well, I have to listen to you because you're Megan. So let's just compromise at 110.
Wait, I got
to
know something, though. Are we like, we're below average, right?
That's the wager. Your scores are right there in the normal range, 112, 102. That's very normal.
Oh, I was worried for Noah there for a second.
So, guys, that was a really great game. I'm really glad you guys were able to do this. I want to make sure people know where to find you again, right? So it was wolfpackninjas.com is your website.
Yes, sir.
And I really, to boil your message down, I really heard two major themes from you, right? So there's the American Ninja Warrior show, and you guys interview champions and people who've competed, and basically these are your competitors. These are the people you're playing against, for lack of a better word, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we also have Jason Robel. He's a vegan chef and a cooking channel chef. We've got other climbing superstars. We've just got some athletic champions on there who share how to get healthier and more fit.
We're health focused.
Love that. Okay, so there's that side of the show. Then there's also tips for people's personal workouts, for their kids. You have a big focus. One of your missions is helping children's obesity. That's one of the big problems, right?
Absolutely.
We also answer questions, so people can submit their questions to our social media, and Brian will generally answer them during the podcast.
Awesome. Okay, guys, so wolfpackninjas.com is where to go to find the group. And make sure you go over to iTunes and subscribe if you want to hear all of their previous shows. They've had a lot of good ones. All right, before we get out of here, I do want to remind you guys that the 2016 Podcast Award voting is still going on. This is the last chance that I'm going to get to ask you to put in your votes. You can go over to podcastawards.com and vote for Trivial Warfare in the Games and Hobbies categories. The voting closes on Sunday the 12th, guys. So you have, if you're hearing this on Thursday, you have the chance to give us 4 more votes that might be exactly what we need to put us over the top. Please go over to podcastawards.com and vote for Trivial Warfare in the Games and Hobbies category. Thank you so much. All right, guys, we are done for the night.
Thank you. This
Thank
has
you.
Been a blast.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
My heart was beating.
Yeah.
I'm really glad we won.
That's the best thing. So this has been another episode of Trivial Warfare. That was Noah. That was Brian. That was Ian. That was Megan. They are the Wolfpack Ninjas, and I am Jonathan. Remember, this is Trivial Warfare, where it's not just trivia, it's war. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Trivial Warfare. To learn more about the show and become a warhead yourself, visit TrivialWarfare.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes or in any other good podcast app. And find us on Facebook or Twitter by searching Trivial Warfare.
No, this is going to be pretty fun. I mean,
it's going to be easy.
It's really pretty obvious Megan and I are going to win. So, I mean, you know, if it's only a couple, if it's a blowout, like 15 minutes and we just are like, you know, 20-0, you can call it.